Last weekend at the Christchurch Half Marathon, I had a group of runners doing the half marathon, and we had the most amazing performances from our group. We had the most PBs we've ever had. We had some performances that were like once in a lifetime performances. And upon reflection, it's a really valuable lesson around high performance that I can teach you today. So if you want to be a high performer in an area of your life that's important to you, make sure you keep watching. So last weekend we had the Christchurch Half Marathon, and I had a group of around 80 to 100 runners training and doing the Christchurch Half Marathon. And it was really interesting because we had performances that were absolutely phenomenal. We had the most amount of personal best we've ever had in any group we've ever had. And pretty much the majority of our runners had races that they were really happy with. And one thing that's really interesting about this is a lot of these runners were experienced runners that had been running for a long period of time. Now, what you often find in a running journey is that when you first start, you see lots of progress and you get lots of best performances just because you're kind of new to the experience. Whereas you're an experienced runner and you've been running for a long period of time, your chance of getting that best performance is really hard. Whereas last weekend, as I was saying, our runners absolutely smashed it out of the park. And we had some people who had performances that were like once in a lifetime performances. I remember there was a lady called Naomi. Naomi is one of our runners who's been running for a long time. Naomi's probably in her 60s. She's done marathons all around the world, done lots of half marathons. She's a very, very experienced runner. And Naomi had this once-in-a-lifetime performance. And I was doing the MCing at the race. So I'm like the MC at the finish line, doing the MC. And I see Naomi coming to the finish line. And I looked at the clock and I thought, surely Naomi can't be going this fast. Because she was running well ahead of the speed that you'd normally expect Naomi to do. She came across the finish line and she was pumped. And she goes to me, "Bevan, I did everything you told me to do." Now, this was a really interesting moment because for the latest race team group, we introduced a new component to our program. And these are kind of like weekly life coaching sessions. And in these life coaching sessions, we're teaching higher level behaviors around all areas of training, but life, that would help our athletes perform in a better way. And as Naomi said that, I thought, well, that's really interesting. So I came home, and within our website, within the portal we use for those lessons, we can see who's engaged with those lessons and how much they've engaged with those lessons. Well, Naomi had engaged with those lessons to the highest level. She'd committed to the life coaching lessons and all the lessons that we were teaching her along the way to help her get the performance that she had got. Now, Naomi's experience is a really interesting experience when we think about high performance. Because when we think about high performance, there's often many pieces of the puzzle that will make you successful. But unfortunately, a lot of people only do a few pieces, and they don't even do those pieces that well. And let's think about the half marathon in general. So if we look at the Christchurch Half Marathon, I would say 60% of the field turn up to the race day unprepared. So they haven't done all the training they're meant to do. They hadn't hit the objectives. A lot of them don't have a nutrition plan, a race day plan, and so on. So when we think of the 6 or 7 steps it takes to be successful in a half marathon, these people have done maybe 1 or 2 steps, and they haven't even done them that well. Naomi had done all those steps, and she'd done them to the best of her ability. And there's a real insight here when it comes to high performance in your life. So if you've got an area of your life where you're trying to be a high performer, the first thing you really need to think about are, what are all the components it takes for me to be successful in this area? If we look at the half marathon performance, turning up and consistently training, hitting the objectives of your training, because each week you should have different sessions with different objectives within the sessions. Understanding your nutrition strategy and having it practiced. Having your race day plan in place. Your motivational tools. Understanding your technique, and so on and so on. So these are key components that you need to have in place to massively increase your chances of your achieving your goal. So in an era of your life where you're trying to be a high level performer, what are all the pieces of the puzzle that create high performance? Then the second thing is your ability to actually put all of those pieces in place. Now, Naomi did that. She put all of the pieces in place, which led to a performance that was out of this world. Now, if you're early on in your development in an area, I would say one of the best things you can do is just focus on a couple key components at first. So you might just say, well, I'm a new runner. I'm just going to focus on being consistent with running in this first period. Because in early stage of a journey, adding all of the components can be a bit overwhelming. But the longer you go into your journey, you should be adding more of those pieces of the puzzle. And unfortunately, what happens for a lot of people is they might get the consistency of the behavior, but they only ever do 2 or 3 pieces of the puzzle in that area. So what do we take away from this? Well, I think the first thing to go is, what's an area of your life where you are trying to be a higher level of yourself? Then secondly, assess what pieces of the puzzle am I currently doing and how well am I doing them? And then thirdly, what pieces of the puzzle aren't I doing and how do I start to incorporate them into this journey? So that ultimately when I get the opportunity to step up to the next level, I know I've put all the pieces in place, which massively increase my chances of success. Because here's the thing, in testing moments, we can never guarantee you're going to nail it. What we want to do is we want to stack the cards in our favor, which gives us a much higher chance of success. And my runners last weekend, and Naomi and many of our other runners last weekend did that. And to me, that's one of the keys to high performance.